A White Knight Upon a Fiery Steed, written by Black Cat and read by Flower Parish as Arla Fett and
K-Burb as Faye.
This is a Star Wars fic rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Faye / Arla. You can't do that,
the Mandalorian says, and Faye can feel the frazzled, tangled scrape of her emotions like gravel against her skin. Too loud. The accusation makes her roll her eyes, though, and she steps over the still, breathing body on the ground at her feet, ignores the woman's raised blaster to crouch down in front of the unconscious teenager, crumpled and breathing shallowly. Poison, she thinks, grim, and presses her fingertips to his curly dark hair, letting the force flow through her the way it wants to. I did it regardless of your opinions, Mandalorian, she says without looking over her shoulder. You should be glad you're not joining him. If your soul were even 1 ounce darker. The tip of the blaster settles against the back of Faye's head, and the woman says, viciously low,
get your hands off my brother.
Faye pauses, startled, then deliberately lifts her hands, slowly rises to her feet. She turns precisely, facing the woman, and cocks her head consideringly. We may be on opposite sides here, Mandalorian, but I only want to help him. He's been poisoned. There's a hesitation, just a moment's worth, and then the woman lowers her blaster. She reaches up, hauling her helmet off, and the wealth of golden hair spilling over golden armor gives Faye pause, even as dark eyes meet hers.
Tor's doing,
the woman says plainly, and jerks her chin at the man Faye just dealt with, the squad groaning on the ground around him. Her pretty mouth tightens, and after another bare second of a pause, she says,
I was rescuing Jango, but there isn't a doctor or medic within a day's travel, and I don't think he'll make it.
I can burn the poison out of his system, Faye offers, and it prickles, just slightly, down her spine, like an attraction she can't afford in the middle of this war. But the gold is familiar, captivating in a way she can't shake. Tare told her stories once, of Mandalore the Indomitable in his golden armor, and she used to dream of it. The rise of a golden beast on the other side of this war. A woman from Clan Fett with the loyalty of thousands bound up in her ascension from political prisoner to one of the candidates for the empty throne feels like a deliberate echo in the Force, though Faye has no idea why. Arla Fett smiles, just a little, crooked and quick, and her gaze flickers to her brother. Holds there for a long second before she closes her eyes.
Clan Fett honors its debts, JT. You do this, and you're tying yourself to the future Mandalore. Your Republic might not take that well.
They likely won't, Faye knows. Debts to Mandalorians aren't simple things, but bonds of obligation. If she saves this boy, she takes on some part of the responsibility for his survival. For any of his future actions, makes herself a proxy to their clan. But Faye is a Jedi. She can't let a child die in front of her. The Mandalore at my service, she asks coolly, raising a brow. I believe most people would do anything to put themselves in this situation, Lady Fett. Arla snorts, then reaches out. She takes one of Faye's hands, raising it to her mouth, and the brush of warm lips over her knuckles, lingering, intent, makes Faye's breath catch. It's clear Arla hears the sound. Her mouth curves, and she looks up at Faye from under long lashes, stroking her thumb up the side of Faye's fingers.
Then please, Master JT.
She says, low.
Save my brother, and I'm at your service. For anything you desire.
The end.